Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 12, we finished with verses 5 through 13. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom resumes our study with verses 14 through 29 today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, we'll finish out chapter 12 beginning today, going with verses 14 through the end of the chapter, all the way through verse 29. I hope that you have pencil and paper ready, and you'll be ready to jot down some of those notes that we give you, and any questions that you may have that you might enter them. As you know, we have a question-answer period on our broadcast every year for about 2 weeks out of the year, and we try to answer the questions during that time that you've sent in to us. Now, most questions we're able to mail an answer back to you, and I have found, though, that there are some that make what I call accusation letters. By that I mean they say, I visited your church, or I listened to your sermon, or I listened to your radio broadcast, and they say some pretty hard and rough personal things, and then they don't sign their name or leave an address. Well, usually, just to let you know what I do with those, I make a choice of one of two things. I either take it into my staff meeting so we can laugh and have a good time with it, and then other times we don't even finish reading it. I just look, if they didn't sign it, if I see in the first sentence or two that they're attacking, and then I look to see the name that signed it, and they didn't assign it. I feel that if a conviction is something that you're that strong about, then you'll put your name to it. If you won't put your name to it, it must not be much of a conviction with you. And so we just throw that in the garbage can, and we don't give it any more thought or time. And by the way, that's all the anonymous letters go into a garbage can, okay? And they're not going to be read. They're not going to be given the dignity of an answer if they don't have the courage of the convictions to stand by what they believe. Now, others write us and let us know that they enjoyed our program. Let me just share a quick one with you. It says, thank you for your broadcast today about giving all to the local church. It really encouraged me. I listen via the FBN internet service every day and enjoy hearing your broadcast, which air at 6:30 p.m. over here in the UK. There is such a famine over here in the UK for the Word of God. The country turns more away from God every day, which is so sad, but I'm thankful for the few independent King James Bible Fundamental Baptist churches that are still around. My local church being one of them, praise God, which my family and I have only just found. I've been wanting to do more in the church and have an opportunity in a couple of weeks, Lord willing, to do some street preaching with them in our local towns. This is something I've never done before, having struggled with confidence and been afraid of conflicts in my life. But I do love the Lord and need to stay close to Him in prayer and Bible reading for His strength to do it. Anyway, thank you again, and may the Lord richly bless you, your family, and the church He's given you to pastor, your brother in Christ. But we appreciate letters like that. We do pray and take the time to pray for them, for example, for his desire to preach the word here on the streets. And we prayed for that. And we pray for these people as they write us. And we're so thankful. These are letters that we put in the file. And we hold on to them because they are so special and they mean so much to us. Well, if you have your Bibles ready, we're in Hebrews chapter 12. And today we're going to begin with verse 14. Now we have been going right along here, and we covered in verses 1 through 13, we saw personal endurance and our faith. And now today we start with personal enemies within. And so I hope that you will follow along with pencil and paper, take these notes, and allow the Lord to speak to your heart through the teaching of the Word of God. Now, as we go to our text, we're going to look here in verses 14 through 17 at a lot about Esau. Listen as I read verse 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Now, the faith and patience of verses 1 through 13 is what will help to enable us to follow peace and holiness. And so verse 14, it is key to see that peace and holiness, that is, peace with all men, is to be sought, but not at the expense of holiness. Rather, we seek peace in holiness. Now, true consecration of the Christian life finds that holiness and peace are never separated. Now, in the world, those things are separated, but in the heart, holiness and peace are never separated. So it says, follow peace with all and holiness. And you realize this is an imperative command. Now, an imperative command is a command from God that says, do this and keep on doing this until I come back. It actually has the strength of what most people would think of the Ten Commandments having. Well, it's on that level. And so he's saying, do this, and you keep on doing it. The sense of the word follow peace, is active pursuit. So we are commanded to actively pursue. Now, the idea is to run swiftly in order to catch someone or something. And so one of those things that we're to actively pursue to try to catch is peace. But this peace does not mean we surrender our convictions. It does mean we are courteous and considerate, not rude in our demeanor, nor words toward those who oppose us or with whom we may disagree. I listen to radio preachers try to give an idea for an example of liberty, and they always apply it to the flesh. And they make fun of the people that have standards, and they call them lists. And I was listening to one preacher said, well, if you're going to be like Jesus, then you need to get rid of all your colored clothes and just have white robes in your closet. And never shave your beard if you're a man, because that's not the way God made you. And so you would never shave your beard because that's the way God made you. And they laugh and they make fun of it. Well, they will answer for that in heaven. I mean, if they're going to heaven, they'll answer for that abominable and damnable doctrines that they're trying to teach. Applying liberty to the flesh instead of applying it to the spirit that frees it from the flesh. And so as a result, you've got men out there who are deceiving many people. And all we can say is we just pray to God that those preachers will repent and get right for misleading so many people. And while there's still time for them to repent. Now, when a person says, you know, unless it says, and these same preachers have said that if you're going to be like Jesus, just get rid of all your clothes and just have white robes and don't shave. Then they all say something like this. Well, if the Bible, for example, the New Testament does speak against drunkenness, so it would be wrong for a Christian to be drunk. And so their idea is that only if the New Testament makes a specific reference. Therefore, this allows these preachers to social drink. It allows them to smoke and a host of other sins that they want to fulfill in their flesh. Now, my friend, I don't see anything in the Bible that specifically mentions LSD and drug overdose. However, I think there are biblical principles that tells us that that is wrong. Okay? So, we don't see that. And so, if a person like this that's made fun of our standards, if he's against LSD, he's got a malist. He's a legalist. If he believes it's all right for a woman to wear a miniskirt and a blouse so low that it's revealing part of that lady's anatomy, even a small part, of which only the husband is to see, and he calls that liberty, then why not just have the lady run naked? He says, oh, wait a minute. No, he says they're not allowed to run naked. No, that's wrong. Well, then he has a list. He's a legalist. It's just that he draws his line at a different place than I do. So again, what you have to understand is these people are being hypocritical because they also have a list. And so we just turn that ball around and say, oh, my goodness, you're a legalist. Now, I wonder how they would feel knowing that they were called legalists and by their own definitions of what a legalist is. And yet that's what you see going on. And that's why we're warned that in the last days, verses 13 through 15 of 2 Corinthians 11, that we are seeing ministers of Satan who parade as ministers of righteousness. And you had that back, even in the Old Testament, Micaiah's day, he was a minister of righteousness, but there are 400 prophets of God that were on the other side. 400 to that one. You've seen that in Elijah's day. And that's been pretty true down through the ages. And even Jesus said in the last days that many would come saying, I am Christ. In other words, I'm coming in the name of Christ. And they'll deceive many, and many are deceived today because they hear these preachers going around saying, hey, we have liberty. Don't be a legalist. My war is against the legalist. My war is against the fundamentalist. And at least they've been honest. They hate Bible-believing people. They hate Bible-believing preachers. So at least they're honest in that part. But folks, they have no idea of what the true grace and mercy and liberty in Christ Jesus actually is. We need to pray for them. They may be our enemies, but we're to pray for our enemies. And they might despitefully use us in the way that they make fun of our position, call for us to somehow be put down and removed, but hey, pray for them. Our God is in us, and he's greater than he that is in the world, he that is in them. So let's just trust our God, pray that they might repent and get right with God, maybe even be saved in many of those cases. And that's my prayer for them. So again, we're not talking about this idea of, when we're talking about peace and holiness, of surrendering our convictions. But we are to be courteous and considerate. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my